This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The general election Tuesday saw many Republican candidates who denied or questioned the results of the 2020 election lose their races for positions that oversee, defend, and certify elections in crucial battleground states. But the races involving some candidates in Arizona and Nevada remained too close to call as of Wednesday. So-called election deniers ran in Senate and House races, as well as for statewide offices that have major influence over elections, like governor, secretary of state, and Attorney General. But those candidates lost the races for governor, secretary of state, and attorney general in Michigan, governor and Senate in Pennsylvania, Senate in New Hampshire and Wisconsin, and secretary of states in Minnesota and New Mexico. The offices of governor, secretary of state, and attorney general hold the power to fundamentally transform elections, including how they are administered and overseen, as well as a multitude of ways the results are defended and certified. Changes to those processes could affect the election in 2024. In many of the races involving election deniers, candidates sought offices with the power to affect elections. Some ran in pivotal battleground states where presidential election results have an outsized impact on the Electoral College outcome, and thus who wins the White House. Besides the state-level elections of governor, secretary of state, and attorney general, election deniers running for the U.S. Senate also saw defeat. Some ran because senators are responsible for affirming the certification of election results in their states, a tradition that was routine until January 6th, when supporters of Trump broke into the Capitol, interrupted official proceedings, and killed Capitol police officers to try to prevent President Biden's win from being finalized. After the insurrection, the U.S. Senate did affirm the results of the 2020 election, and voters in Tuesday's general election expressed their opposition to candidates who denied the results, soundly defeating a large majority of election denier candidates all across the nation. Montana Republicans appear to have a lock on a supermajority in the state legislature, although enough uncounted votes, along with potential recounts, remained to leave several races up in the air. The GOP currently holds 98 seats between the state House and Senate and needs just two more for a supermajority. That would allow Republican lawmakers to propose constitutional amendments on the ballot in the absence of Democratic support. Two more seats in the Senate would also give them a two-thirds majority in both chambers, allowing them to unilaterally pass certain types of legislation that need a higher threshold of votes, like busting the coal severance tax trust fund. If the GOP reaches a supermajority, it will be the first time a single party has wielded supermajority numbers since the 1940s. Republicans retained control of both the state House and Senate Tuesday night and picked up at least five Democratic seats. Democrats flipped two Republican seats, and uncounted votes and close contests that could trigger recounts could still tip the balance of several other tight races. Notably, Democrats have now lost all six of the seats they held in Great Falls just 2 years ago. The GOP this year held on to all four of the city's House seats that it won from Democrats in 2020, while picking off the two remaining Democratic seats in the Senate. Senator Tom Jacobson, Democrat of Great Falls, lost to his challenger, while Senator Carly Boland's open seat was won by Republican Wendy McCamey, with Cascade County fully reported. Democrats did hold several high-profile seats that were targeted by both parties, however. Senator Pat Flowers, Democrat of Belgrade, won with a 52-48% lead over his Republican challenger. Flowers narrowly won the seat in 2018, flipping a district that had been comfortably won by a Republican 4 years earlier. And State Representative Willis Curdy, Democrat of Missoula, defeated Representative Brad Cheetah, Republican of Missoula, for the vacancy left by termed-out Senator Diane Sands. Sands won the districts by razor-thin margins in 2014 and 2018, but Curdy expanded that win margin to a 10 percentage point lead. No election results in Montana are official until they are canvassed, audited, and certified by the Secretary of State. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.